الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم ربنا
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal'aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Amma ba'd. Qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wal-Furqan al-Hamid. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون وقال تعالى إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى has granted us this blessed month of Ramadan. In this month, as we know from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the doors of Jannah are opened, the doors of Jahannam are closed and locked, and the shayateen, they are chained away. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. Every night, every day, every moment of this month of Ramadan is extremely blessed. And the majority has passed, and we only have a few days left. And normally, when you analyze a race, then you will see that towards the end, the one who is racing makes more effort, exerts more effort. And this was also the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that during the last 10 days, the last 10 nights, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam increased his efforts to the point that he completely secluded himself in his masjid, in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and fully devoted himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, devoted all his time in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that being regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him completely. He is protected from committing any sins. He is ma'asum. And yet, to show the ummah the importance of these days, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam secludes himself and fully devotes himself to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which shows us the importance of these days. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he ascended the minbar and he said Ameen. And then he went one step further and he said Ameen again. And then he went one step further and he said Ameen again. So the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een, they inquired that this was something strange, something that they did not observe previously. So they inquired from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that why did you say Ameen three times? So he gave an explanation. One of the things that he said was that Jibreel alayhi salam was making dua, and to his dua I was saying Ameen. So one dua that Jibreel alayhi salam made is that may the nose of that person be covered in dust, meaning may that person be humiliated who hears your name and does not send durood upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I said Ameen. And he said, may the nose of that person be covered in dust who finds his parents in old age and does not secure Jannah through the khidmah. So I said, Ameen. And then he said that Jibreel alayhi salam, the third dua that he made was, may the nose of that person be covered in dust who finds the month of Ramadan and is not forgiven by the end of it. And I said, Ameen. So the dua of Jibreel alayhi salam, the Ameen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for that person who finds the month of Ramadan, and by the end of the month of Ramadan, he hasn't been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which indicates that one of the most important things that we have to do in this month of Ramadan is ensure that we free ourselves from every type of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make a sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the month ends. And this same indication is given in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, where Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what should I do if I happen to find Laylatul Qadr? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Meaning, seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secure your forgiveness in these nights, in these blessed nights. So our effort should be, our focus should be, that we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the brothers can just stand up quickly from the first saf to the last saf, and just fill in the gaps because the masjid is already full. Jazakallah. If there are any gaps in front of you, then please fill them in. Jazakallah. So the focus and the efforts should be on securing the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a person's tawbah and a person's repentance is not complete. Sometimes we think that we have repented because we were part of the dua of the Khatmul Qur'an, or maybe in some of the nights we stood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we made dua in sujood, or after salah we made dua and there were some tears flowing from our eyes and we had this feeling that we have been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we sincerely repented. So this is only the first part. This is only the first part. After that we have to make a firm intention that we are never going to return to these sins, and we are going to make sure that these sins never come into our lives ever again. And after that, the thing that I wanted to focus on today, in the short time that we have, is huququl ibad, is the rights of the servants. We have to fix two relationships. One is the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is the relationship with the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our tawbah is incomplete if we have not fulfilled the rights of our fellow humans. If we have taken something from them unjustly, unlawfully, then we have to return it to them. If we have spoken about them behind their back, then we have to make up. If we have harmed them in any way or taken any of their right away in any way, then our tawbah is incomplete until we fix our relationship with them. We seek their forgiveness as well. So this is the main focus of today's khutbah, that alhamdulillah, we make an effort to fix our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to make a similar effort to fix our relationship and fulfill the rights of the fellow human beings. In one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I will finish on this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba that atadruna man il muflis, that do you know who the bankrupt person is? So the Sahaba, normally they would say Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam, that Allah and His Messenger know best. But this time they were so sure of the answer that they said that man la dirhama lahu wa la mata, that person who has no money, he has no wealth, he has no possessions, That person is a pauper, he is bankrupt. So the Prophet ﷺ then explained that that person is not the true pauper and the true bankrupt person. Who is the true bankrupt person? He said, إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي يَأْتِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِصَلَاةٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَاةٍ. That the muflis and the pauper, the bankrupt person is that person who will come on the day of Qiyamah, he will have salah. He will have siyam as well. He fasted in the month of Ramadan. He prayed his salah. And wazakatin, he gave his zakat. وَيَأْتِي قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا. And he will come and he had sworn at someone. وَقَذَفَ هَذَا. He had accused someone. وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا. He ate someone's wealth unlawfully. وَضَرَبَ هَذَا. He hit this person. فَيُعْطَى هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. So his rewards, his meaning the one that who he oppressed, their rewards will be, they will be given rewards from this person's account until everyone will take their share and that person will be left with nothing and he will be flung into the fire of Jahannam. So this is how much importance there is when it comes to the rights of the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding and the tawfiq. And one more thing to mention, as we know, in the month of Ramadan, our masjid have been doing an appeal, and the target set is £50,000. Today, we are appealing to all the musallis, inshallah, if they can assist and help and contribute towards the masjid, the running cost of the masjid, inshallah, with a donation of only £3. With a donation, a minimum donation, inshallah, of £3, the brothers will be standing, the volunteers will be standing at the back, and they will be taking card payments as well. It's very simple, it's one tap, and inshallah your reward will be secured. And this reward you will see on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see the benefit of this reward. And also, like it was mentioned in the previous Jumu'ahs, we have the standing orders as well, the standing order forms. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in one hadith, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. That the most beloved actions, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are the ones which are consistent, even if they are small in amount. So if we haven't yet set up the standing order as well, then that's also possible if you speak to the brothers at the back, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the best reward in the world and in the hereafter as well. And also just one final thing, that make dua for the brothers and sisters around the world, and especially for the opening of Masjid al-Aqsa. As we know, Masjid al-Aqsa has been closed for quite a few days now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free Masjid al-Aqsa from the hands of the oppressors. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله، واعلموا أن هذه الأيام هي من أواخر شهر رمضان، وهو شهر المغفرة والعتق من النار، شهر تفتح فيه أبواب الجنة وتغلق فيه أبواب النار. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانًا واحتسابًا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. رواه البخاري. ومع هذه الأبواب العظيمة للمغفرة، فإن التوبة لا تتم إذا كانت المعصية متعلقة بحقوق العباد حتى ترد الحقوق إلى أهلها. قال الله تعالى: إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كانت له مظلمة لأخيه من عرضه أو شيء فليتحلله منه اليوم قبل أن لا يكون دينار ولا درهم. رواه البخاري. فيا عباد الله، بادروا بالتوبة قبل انقضاء الشهر، وردوا المظالم إلى أهلها، فإن التوبة من حقوق العباد لا تتم إلا برد الحقوق أو طلب المسامحة. قال الله تعالى: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. أقول قولي هذا، وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، عباد الله، اتقوا الله تعالى. قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم وترحم وتحنن على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين والمظلومين في كل مكان، اللهم انصرهم ولا تخذلهم، اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم لا تردنا خائبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي العظيم يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten your rows. If there are any gaps in front of you, then please fill them in. Allahu Akbar. Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.